Within us all, there resides a hero. We just have to learn how to tap in and unleash the power inside. Kylie Ann Bowers is the founder of Mind Your Hero. And this podcast is the mindfoot you need to transform your mindset, manifest your desires, and live a life filled with magic. Each episode inspires you to discover your dreams and equips you with the tools and courage you need to transform your life. We're so excited to have you here. Thanks for hitting play. Now, let's begin.
Let's talk about why people may not be ordering from your restaurant and getting up and going to the restaurant down the road. There are a numerous amount of reasons why this could be happening in your business, and hopefully one of these will stand out to you, but it could be a combination. So really just trust your intuition on where your menu might not be giving the value that it needs to for people to literally be drooling whilst they're reading your menu. One, are you actually presenting the menu? I often see that in our businesses, we just assume that people would know what we're doing, but this is not the case. When you have a lot of new people coming into your space, they don't know what is on your menu, and they need to find out. So are you actually showing your menu consistently? Even if you've got your regulars, are you showing them your updated cocktail menus? Are you showing them the menu? Because there's going to be different seasons, there's going to be changes, and you need to be showing them your menu on a regular basis. In my business, I do this daily, and I really do believe that you can as well. So really start to ask yourself, am I showing my customers or my audience on a regular basis what is on my menu? The second thing you need to look at is, are you articulating what is on that menu in a way that is evoking somebody to literally start drooling at the offers that you've got? So this could look like, perhaps you've got duck a l'orange on your menu. You could put it on as duck a l'orange, or you could say duck a l'orange, duck cooked in orange sauce, or you could go duck a l'orange, slow roasted duck in orange zesty sauces with creamy mashed potatoes. You know, really start to elaborate on what is on your menu. And chances are people will go for the third option if that is to their taste, because it's articulated in a way that gets them to really tap into their senses, and it's making them drool at this point, and they just know that that is the dish that they want to have. Now, the next thing is, on your menu, we're going to look at price points, because often people are very confused as to whether they should show their price points or not. But let's take a menu from a fancy restaurant. They are going to be your starters, which will be at a lower price point to your main menu. Your main menus will have their price points. And then you're going to have a special section, especially in a fancier restaurant, where it's SQ, subject to quotation. And those prices, you know, are for exclusive offers. They may not have that in stock. And that is exclusivity that you get to pay for. Now, that's not going to be for everyone, but there are going to be people that will happily pay that. They're not even going to ask for the quotation. They're just going to say, I'll have the lobster, please. And that is what will happen when you have built up a menu where people just know that the quality of your food is so delicious and delectable that they know that your lobster is going to be the best in the business too. And this is how we need to create our menus. Now, there are also different types of menus that you get to create. And honestly, this is where, like, on a very practical sense, I would look into my own gene keys and my clients' gene keys to really help you determine what kind of menu would work well for you and your energy type and in alignment to who you are. So this could look like the different menus. You might have one of those menus where you literally have three starters to choose from, three mains to choose from, and three desserts to choose from. And you could even have like an overhead price where you know that you're going to pay. I'm thinking of a very specific restaurant I've recently been to, where you could pay either 35 euros or 40 euros. And depending on that, you can either choose one starter or two starters, one main and one dessert. And that is one type of menu that you could choose from. It could be a buffet menu where it's weighed and the amount of food that you get will total to the weights at the end. It could be a very extensive menu with lots of different products offers or food offerings. It could be just a cocktails menu. It could be that you've got a set menu. There are so many different ways in which you can have your menu that I don't want you to just limit it to, it can only be a one page, it can only have these offers. We are all designed differently, and there are going to be different people that have different menus, because that's what their clientele is really going to enjoy. So that is what I have to say in terms of why people would want to buy from your menu. You need to make it sound so drool worthy that they want to buy from you. And the price point is going to be determined by the restaurant. And the restaurant is not going to sit there thinking, well, what is it that my clients can afford today? They're going to go and say, I'm getting the highest cut beef from this place. I'm getting the highest quality salmon from this place. That is costing me this. This is my markup. I have to think about lights and water and taxes and rates and all of those things, and the experience and the decor and all of these things that combine together to produce this beautiful meal. Now, they are going to naturally be people that don't want to go to the fancier restaurants in life and are really, really happy with a fast food takeout. And then there's going to be different people that really want a 7-course meal with, you know, gourmet flavors and tastes of the world. So if, for example, you are marketing to the gourmet clients, but you've got a fast food menu, there is a disconnect there as well. And that is where your clients could be getting up and going to the restaurant down the road. So really starting to understand the clients that will come to you will help you also articulate your menu to them in a way that makes them drool. That is what I want for you and your business. I want you to create drool-worthy offers that your clients will also be bringing their friends to your restaurant, their partners to your restaurant, and their friends' friends. I want people to be bringing their friends, their circles into your business to celebrate their birthdays and their occasions and everything. That is how I want your menu to be structured. So, and again, if that is how you want it to be structured, what are other reasons why people might be getting up and leaving? Well, there could be the atmosphere. And the atmosphere is really important. I know that I will go to certain places because it's such a vibe. And it could be because it overlooks the ocean. It could be because it feels warm and homey. It could be because it's beautiful and quaint. And there are different restaurants that I'll go to for different vibes. I'm not going to go to a club cocktail lounge on a Monday morning. I'm probably going to go to a beautiful little corner cafe where I can have my coffee and feel at home and do my work. So there are going to be different restaurants for different specific different occasions and vibes and atmospheres. And right now, if your restaurant does not have the vibe that somebody is looking for, they're going to go to somebody else's restaurant. And I want to make this abundantly clear, and I know I'm going to repeat this over and over again in this podcast series. Just because somebody does not like the vibe of your restaurant, stop making it mean something about you. It doesn't mean that you are doing something wrong. It just means that your vibe is not attractive to them right now. And again, I don't want to be at a cocktail club on a Monday morning. I want to be in my corner cafe. So if somebody's going to the corner cafe, it doesn't mean that you need to now become the corner cafe. It just means that you need to focus on really going big on a Thursday night in your cocktail bar, because that's the clientele that you need to deliver to. So really understanding the aesthetics as well and the decor is going to also determine who comes into your restaurant space. I know of this little Italian restaurant that I used to go to, and it was nothing to write home about in terms of the decor, but I knew that it had the best pasta. And I didn't care what it looked like because I came there for the pasta. There's going to be some businesses like that. Now, there's also going to be some businesses where one of my favorite restaurants is beautifully decorated. It's got marble countertops, herringbone wooden flooring, gold trimmings. It's absolutely stunning. And that is a restaurant that I'll go to on an evening where I just want to indulge in celebrating life. And that will also give me a different aesthetic and a different appeal. So there are going to be some businesses that really focus on that, but there's going to be some businesses that don't care about the aesthetic and just make sure that they have the best pasta. And there is nothing right or wrong with either. It's just, what do you want your experience for your customers to be? I hope that that's given you a sense of why people will go to your restaurant or not go to your restaurant, and what some of the problems could be as to why people are getting up and leaving and going to a restaurant down the road. Again, don't make it mean something about you. It mostly comes down to, how are you communicating? Are you communicating your value correctly? Are you communicating in a way that your ideal consumer will want to come into your restaurant? And again, there is no right or wrong way, or the right or wrong clientele for you. It really just depends what atmosphere and what restaurant you have. So if you have a fast food restaurant, market to the fast food people. If you've got a fancy 6-star restaurant that's got a Michelin star, market to those people. Those people that go to the Michelin star restaurants will have the money to spend on the Michelin star restaurants. The people that are going to the fast food restaurant will have that money to spend on their fast food. Doesn't make you right or wrong. It doesn't make the one business better than the other. In fact, with fast food, there are way more customers that get to be served. And if you have a fancy restaurant, there are fewer customers that get to be served, but on a higher, or with a higher quality menu, perhaps. So there's no good or bad. There's no hierarchy. There's no right or wrong. It's just, what is the atmosphere that you want to create? If you want to create a business that feels like a Michelin star restaurant, that is booked out months in advance with the most drool-worthy menu, then I invite you to join Rising Phoenix, my brand new month-long container where I will be leveraging my superpowers of being able to deeply see your untapped potential in how you can build a personal brand that is unique to you and has you manifesting sales in your sleep. Make sure to visit the link in the show notes, and if you have any questions, reach out to me on Mind Your Hero on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mind Your Hero podcast. We hope it's lit a fire within you to go after and achieve your dreams. If you loved this episode, we'd be honored if you would leave a review and share it with your friends on social media. As a thank you for sharing in our dream to inspire millions across the globe, we'll gift you a guided meditation that will allow you to step into the power of your inner hero faster than you could ever imagine. For daily inspiration, be sure you're following us on all social media platforms at Mind Your Hero. We've absolutely adored our time together on this episode and look forward to you tuning in again. Until next time, we wish you a magic-filled week.